Lord, it's an honor to speak to you. It's an honor to communicate with you. Thank you for everything that you've given us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd open up the minds and hearts of anyone listening, and you'd prick them by your Holy Spirit. In your wonderful and glorious name, amen. Hi, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can find me on letsworshipjesus.com. That's a website, and also any iTunes query, a search query, put in Michael Ryan's audio booths. Today, we're going to talk about atheistic Christianity. Atheistic Christianity. It should sound like an oxymoron. How could such a paradox exist? When you think of atheism, you think of the belief that God does not exist, the declaration that there is no God. When you think of Christianity, you think of the fact that there is a God, and church, and the Bible, and faith, and all these different things. So how then can two of them exist? Well, Jesus tells us that they do. Jesus tells us that they do, in fact, exist. And not only does it exist, it's prevalent. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of it going around. There will be a lot of it. So let me explain something to you. What exactly is atheism? Atheism is not just mentally saying that there is no God. In fact, that's how you have a lot of atheistic Christianity. That's how you have a lot of atheistic whatever it may be, because people seem to think that it's simply, once I say that I believe in God, I'm no longer an atheist. But let me tell you something. Atheism is far more of a broader category as far as God is concerned. Atheist is not just a lifestyle. It's not just, a belief. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that God does not exist. It's a lifestyle built on faith that doing what you want, what you feel, what is right in your eyes is best. It's a lifestyle that shows that God does not exist. That is atheism. Yes, atheism is ultimately a lifestyle that you choose to have. Jesus talks about it in Matthew 7, 21 to 23. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Think about that. Think about that. People are doing miracles in the name of Jesus. People are prophesizing. People are carrying their Bibles around, going to church. And Jesus is saying, "I never knew you." Do you know why? Because, yes, you carried your Bible. Yes, you professed that you believe in me. Yes, you went to church when you can. Yes, you spoke your name, my name. Yes, your mom and your dad knew me. But you never paid attention to me. You were not interested in me. You made up your own rules. You made up your own game, and you lived by it. You didn't seek me. You didn't want me. So guess what? Guess what? Now you can spend eternity with yourself. It was all about you during your life, so it'll be all about you in eternity. Away from me. Away from me. God has a much different view on atheism that I don't think people realize, because I think many people say, "Well, once I go to church, and once I believe that God exists, and once I read my Bible every once in a while, and once I think about spiritual things, I must be a Christian. I must believe in God." But that's not true. That's not true. The Bible describes the wicked as believing that their life is their own life. It says in Psalm 12:4 that they say things like, "Who is Lord over us? Our lips are our own. I say what I want to say." You know, in their behavior, it says in Psalm 94:7, they say, "The Lord does not see." Atheists, they do things with the assumption that God isn't watching what I'm doing. even more detailed in Psalm 10. It says that the wicked say, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will not see. In fact, they go so far as to say, you will not require account, God. And their and behavior, maybe it's not conscience, but this is all through their behavior. God's not going to judge me. I'm going to be okay in the end. I could do what I want to do as long as it doesn't break my conscience. That's atheistic living. And so, Mike, okay, so where are you going with this, Michael? What are you trying to communicate? I'm trying to communicate exactly what God says in Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 8. Do not be deceived. I am not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that they will reap. That they will reap. I don't want you to be deceived. I don't want you to think that somehow your own goodness or your own standard of what you think is right living or your own perspective or your own way that you want to play church or play God or play whatever it may be is going to be acceptable in that day. It won't be. It won't be. I don't want you to be standing there thinking, oh, God, let me run over and say, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, look, get away from me. I didn't know you. I did not know you. Oh, but I knew my pastor and I knew the Bible and I knew the priest or I know the Pope. I don't care about those things. You didn't know me. And I didn't know you. And so I ask you, do you know God? Do you know him? It says in 1 John 2:4, whoever says, I know him, and does not obey his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You see, not everyone who obeys God believes in God, but everyone who believes in God obeys God. Let me say that again. Not everyone who obeys God believes in God, but everyone who believes in God obeys God. I hope I said that right the first time. Everyone who believes God obeys God. If you are somebody who says, I believe in God, I am a Christian, or I know God, I have a relationship with God, then that's going to look like something. But here's what happens all too often. All too often, people have an atheistic lifestyle, an atheistic worldview, but they throw on God to it. With their mouth, they say, I know God, but with their life, you say, I do what is pleasing in my own sight. I say and think and act on what makes sense to me. I make things work apart from me. I don't know everything there is to know, but I have faith in my own heart. I have faith in my own actions, in my own ability to decide what's right and wrong for myself. That's atheism. So not only, as I said in the beginning of this message, does this paradox exist? But it's prevalent. Do you suppose that most Christians actually are Christians? Do you suppose that if you look at the whole church, Catholicism, Presbyterianism, all these different, do you suppose that all of them actually are Christians? Oh, well, Mike, now, wait a minute now. Now we're getting to a judgment place here. You know, we're not called to judge anybody. Please don't judge. Oh, I'm not judging. This is God. This is what God says. It's prevalent. This atheistic Christianity is prevalent. He says in Matthew 7:13-14, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. There are few who find it. You see, there are going to be a lot of people who will say, And it may be you. And if it is you, praise God because he's speaking to you right now. But there are people who say, yes, I believe in God. But every single decision of their life comes from their own heart. It comes from their own understanding. It does not come from the true love language that God has prescribed, faith in Christ. It does not come through faith. It does not come through a relationship with God, a dependence on his word, his every word for response for living. It comes through a dependence upon your understanding, a dependence upon what you can see, what you can taste, what you can touch, what you can sense, all these different things. And that's how we end up getting into the place that Jesus speaks about where they say, I never knew you because you played by your rules. You didn't play by my rules. You lived the Christian life according to the way you decided to live it. You lived life according to how you lived it. But there's going to be only one thing that will matter. One thing that will matter in the afterlife. And that will matter now. And it's faith in Jesus Christ. That is your power. That is your strength. That is how you move. That is how you live. If you want the key to life, if you want the key to life, I'll tell you it right now in this podcast. It's faith in Christ. Faith in Christ will get you things that money cannot buy. It will get you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It will allow you to surpass and see beyond what is in your front of your face. It will allow you to have a whole different perspective in your circumstances. It will give you an understanding that I am telling you money can't buy. It will give you a comfort and a peace that money can't buy. It's faith in God. Let me read something to you from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, right? Faith. Look at what's going to come from faith, what I'm about to read to you. All this comes from faith. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of the Lord. And not only that, but we can also glory in trouble and hard times and tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Wow, look at what faith gets you. Faith doesn't just get you a ticket into heaven. Faith in Christ doesn't just get you eternity with God, but it also gets you abundant life right here. But if up until this point, you've lived your life, your Christian life, your regular life, whatever life it is, based on faith in you, faith in I'll do what I want to do. I'll go to God on my own terms. I'll interact with God when I feel like interacting with God. I'll go to church when I want to go to church. If life has been that for you, I'm saying that you're an atheist. You don't believe in him. Belief looks like something. It looks like something. It has fruit. James talks about it. That if you say that you just believe in God, it says that even the demons believe and tremble. Even the demons believe and they tremble at God. You've got to have something that's deeper than that. You've got to have a faith in Christ that's producing fruit. That is where the difference lies. What do you do when you're angry? What do you do when you're tempted? What do you do with life? How do you see the world? How do you treat other people who've hurt you? That's faith. That's when we know. That is when we know what we really believe. My pastor said one time, he's like, you know, you really can tell. How do you tell the flavor of a particular tea? You got to put it in hot water. You know? You got to put it in hot water. And that's kind of what it's like. It's your flavor comes out through tribulation, distress. It all comes out through that. What you really believe sometimes can come out through the most difficult circumstances that you're in. Yes, faith also can come out by just the kind of fruit you bear, how you act. How do you treat people? Are you kind? Are you mean? But faith, this thing that will help you, that will give you the mode to know Jesus Christ, that will shoot you beyond atheism into a world of being in front of God, faith in Christ, it has fruit. It has action associated with it. It does things, and sometimes the trouble in our world can bring it out. James chapter 1 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." So, at the end of the day, if we can take this message and somehow encapsulate it into just, something short, a minute or so, I would say, don't be an atheist. Don't be an atheist unintentionally. I mean, there's some people who are atheists. They very, very much deliberately want to be known that they don't believe God exists. And their behavior indicates that. But I'm saying, please don't think that the moment you declare or you intellectually know that God exists, that stops you from being an atheist in the eyes of the Lord. That makes you know Him. That makes you have some type of favor with Him. It's not that. It's not. Atheism is the everyday decisions that you make with your life. The places that you choose to go, the things that you choose to think about and dwell about, the things that you choose to entertain and laugh at, the things that you say, the way that you act, how you respond to your world around you, that determines whether you're an atheist or not. But the way to beat that, the way to truly become a believer who's alive to God is through faith in Jesus Christ, that He Himself is God, and He rescued you. He rescued you, and He's continually rescuing you. He's continually helping you, and you need to continually be leaning on Him, and that you look to Him for every decision, for everything, that you see Him in every part of your life, and that you obey Him. He says in Luke 6, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say?" And Luke 8:12, they say to Him, "Jesus, your brothers and your sisters and your mom, they're all looking for you outside." And He said, "Who are my brothers and sisters? Those who hear my word and obey it." If you want to know Christ, if you want a relationship with Him, believe that He is who He says He is, and then listen to Him. God says in Malachi, "If I'm a father, where is my honor? If I am a king, where is my honor?" That's what He cries out in Malachi chapter 1. If you say that you believe in God, let your life display that. Let your life say, "I believe in God." Let your choices say, "I believe in God." Let your thoughts and your behavior, your words reflect your faith in Jesus Christ. The only way we're going to be saved. Let it come through Him. But if it comes through you, then I'm saying to you, whether you realize it or not, or whether you like it or not, rather, you are an atheist. Lord Jesus, I just pray that anyone listening to this message would be encouraged to know, Lord, that they have an opportunity to know You more deeply than they ever thought they could. That it's not about lip service. It's about a real relationship with You. It's about an access to You through faith. Faith. And a faith that comes from You. And a faith that produces works, and a faith that is powerful, that enables us to conquer and persevere in this life and the next. Lord, I ask that You'd encourage anyone who's listening with this. In Your precious name, amen.